Hi, I'm Haley New.
Sam Grip.
Abby Kluver.
Featuring a different group of the Indianola girls who just won the Little Hawkeye Conference Championship. First of all, congratulations. What does it mean to be on top?
Feels good to win as a team.
I think personally it's big, but also as a team it's incredible to win. It doesn't take one, it takes all of us. So whether it's throws, jumps, running, it all matters.
Well, entering this season, you ladies knew that there could be something special brewing. You had a big weekend at Drake a couple weeks ago, and now here you are winning this conference handily. What has been the progress like in watching this team grow and starting to fulfill some of those expectations?
Working on the little things has increased us, not just physically, but mentally. We've just tried to come in stronger as a team and individually to help us succeed today.
I think our teamwork together just shows a lot how much we work hard for each other, and we just do it for our teammates and coaches. I'm going to talk specifically about our Just Throws group. We are a super tight-knit group. We always have fun. We always support each other. And as a whole group, it's amazing how well we all get along together, and we just cheer each other on. We're always there for each other. And I think that has played a huge role in our season this year.
Well, and I've got to watch your group from afar over the years, and it's just remarkable, the consistency. What are the keys to that year to year, that you guys find yourself in a situation where by the end of the year you're all throwing either 40 feet in the shot put or really far in the discus and put yourself in a position to do really special things?
In the throws group, we really talk about pillars and technique. I feel like that is what helps us drive farther. We don't look at the distances in the beginning of the season, so looking at the technique and stuff helps us just come together as a tight group to all focus on and work on together.
As throwers, we work on mental health, and a week ago we worked on writing down goals and how to stay present in our throws, and that really helped me.
First, I want to give a huge shout out to our throws coaches, Jeremy Whalen and Mitch Curtis. They are the reason we are the throwers we are. Their support, their coaching, and everything they know about it is incredible. So I just want to say thank you. We love you guys and we appreciate you. I think we all just like stay super focused in practice. We try our best every single day. It's the little things that matter. Technique is huge. I mean, we're not huge people, and so technique is extremely important. So our coaches and are our technique is super important. So at the end of the day, our coaches always say, chase positions, not marks.
Well, and this comes as the entire team, it feels like, all over the track, right, with Jordan in the distance and Abby and all those 400 girls and the hurdlers. This team has something really special brewing. How fun is it to be a part of an entire team that on any given night, any given meet, you have a shot to do what you did here tonight?
Having people support and cheer on for you is one of the biggest, like, not just mental gains, but it's also, like, physically. You can tell when people are cheering on each other, and you can see it in the ring. You can see it in the race. Coming out with our team and seeing us all support each other, like, there are some people that didn't even run today and they came and supported us. That played a huge role in tonight, and I just want to say thank you to the girls who came with, but also everyone who stick around for all of the running events, because even the throwers stayed for all of this.
Yeah.
As a team and we come and support each other, the adrenaline rush is definitely there, and we can definitely improve ourselves by just cheering on and being there for our teammates.
Yeah, I think it was really cool that the girls that didn't compete came and cheered everyone on, and were just they played a huge role in being our cheerleaders tonight. But yeah, I'm just super, super proud of the effort that our team has put in this season. It doesn't go unseen, so I'm just super proud of everyone, and yeah.
Well, and because of the depth of this team, something really special could happen in 2 weeks. Now, work to do to get there, right? You got districts coming up next week, and obviously a team you feel like they can contend for something really special here in about 15 days. What's it going to take to be that team that's hoisting a trophy in 2 weeks, and what do you need to do at districts to get yourself ready for that?
I kind of want to go back to that little things. We can be great runners if we have great technique or not, but knowing that mentally, like, in these 15 days, we have to push, knowing that we're going to have better competition coming our way, and knowing that we have each other's backs, but also taking and mentally days off, knowing that if we push each other at 100%, we're going to get tired out, and that will impact how we perform in the next 15 days. So just taking time off, reflecting, finding goals that, like, are similar to each other is really going to help us in the impact in 15 days.
Yeah. For the next 15 days, I'm going to work on just practicing on myself and mentally preparing. And as a team, I think we just need to be there for each other who are not competing and just work hard.
For throwing especially, the mental game is huge. I've struggled with it myself. When you step into the ring, we talked about having an alter ego, thinking, just having a different mindset. When you enter the ring, you are a different person. And then when you exit it, like, you become the other person you were before. So I think that has helped me mentally a lot, and I think it has helped our whole throw squad. But I think overall, like, as a team, we just, in the next 15 days when state qualifying meet's coming up and the state meet, we need to stay focused and practice. We need to focus on the little things, like I said earlier, and just be coachable. Like, that's our, I mean, we have a really, really cool thing going on here in the Indianola Throws program. It's incredible. So I'm just so proud of everyone's effort. And yeah, so I'm super excited to see where these last 2 weeks go.
The Indianola Girls Throwers, a part of the Little Hawkeye Conference Champions here tonight. Ladies, congratulations on an awesome team win. And I hope to see you in 2 weeks at the Blue Oval. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.